Eli's been getting a lot of the blame for what's been happening, but how much boils down to Eli and the offense and what's going to happen?
As we've said many times, you know, that it doesn't really matter, you know, who's being blamed. The bottom line is we all got to do better, and he's doing the best he can. Could he perform better in some cases? Sure. But could the line perform better? Sure. Could the receivers have performed better? Sure. Could I have called some plays differently that would have helped them out? Yeah. I mean, we're all contributors to the thing. Just like when we have success, we're all part of the reason for the success. So I always feel badly because it's certain positions that always get singled out because everybody's always looking to assign, you know, the blame is here. But it's not as simple as that. It comes down to, on one play, somebody could have done a little bit better. On the next play, somebody else could have done a little bit better. The bottom line is we just got to do well enough to win a game.
Well, Kevin, could you talk about Jernigan, you know, the game that he had last week?
Yeah, I thought he came in and really did a terrific job for not really having a lot of opportunities to play as much as he did. After Victor got hurt, he came in and showed the quickness that we always knew he had. I thought he made great decisions in his own coverages. He obviously can run after the catch, which we tried to exploit and take advantage of. Some of those things where he just, you know, we threw a ball underneath and let him catch it and run to kind of offset the pass rush that they had. And then I think you got an example to see an example of his toughness when they unloaded on him with just about as hard a hit as you could hit anybody, and he not only didn't go down, but he turned around and spun, got an extra 5 or 6 yards. So it was great to see him play like that. You know, we've been kind of waiting and feeling that he has that ability, and just anxious to see it come out and to see it, you know, manifest itself the way it did was very encouraging.
So moving forward, is he going to step in for Victor in his
spot? Yeah, I mean, he'll definitely be the guy that he's the one that most closely embodies the qualities you're looking for, the slot position, the quickness, the toughness, and you just hope that the things that come up each and every game is a little different. He hasn't been through them as much as a Victor, but that he'll react and respond to the, you know, to the different coverage disguises in there. As I've mentioned many times, you know, outside you got a corner, maybe a corner and a safety. Inside you got a nickel, you got a linebacker, you got a safety drive. You got a lot more variables that come into the equation. So to be able to respond with the speed that you have to react is a lot more challenging inside. There's no question. There's a lot more opportunities inside, but there's also, you know, a lot more things that can alter or modify what you're being confronted with defensively. So to see him react and respond as accurately, you know, as intelligently as he did, as well as make the physical plays he did, was good to see. But this week will be another challenge for him.
What's the option behind him? He's dealing with an injury, too, if he can't go and Victor's not there.
I don't know. You got any eligibility? We're looking for guys
to
just sign them. We have other guys we'll move in. We just soon not identify them right now, so not that it means that much of a deal. But we've got other receivers that we certainly rehearse and practice for just that occasion if that happens. But again, as much as he's had limited opportunities and experience and exposure to being in there, those other guys have had even less. So it's difficult, but it's what we've had to contend with all season long at different positions. So it's just part of the job of trying to get whoever's up and ready and physically able to go as prepared as you possibly can and give them a plan that gives them the best possible chance to be successful.
You guys have had injuries before offensively, but has this year just where the injuries are, has it been more trying for you than
Well, obviously, it's affected us more, you know. So, I mean, I haven't counted them up to see the numbers-wise, but there's, you know, sometimes you get overladen with one position, and, you know, we certainly have been beaten up a little bit in a couple positions that have made it hard to, you know, to get it going. But hey, you keep on swinging, you keep on preparing, you keep on working as hard as you can, and you hope that you've done enough to give your guys the preparation and the encouragement and the plan that they can go out and have a chance to be successful.
Given the situation at running back, you may not have Hillis this week. How comfortable are you in where Cox is with his
health? Well, you know, we've had 6 guys start at that spot, so I mean, it's not something new. So yeah, I mean, as confident as you can be. We've been bringing him along. He's been working at it. He's certainly made progress. Until you put him out on game day and ask him to do extensive work. But we started him, you know, I forget what it was, but about 6 weeks ago, a couple games. So he's had a chance to play some in a prominent role, and he did a very good job when he had that chance. So, you know, you obviously would like to have your starters. You deal with the hand that you've been dealt, and I think that he'll give you as much as he has. He'll give you the toughness that he showed in the games that he started. He'll give you the speed if there's an opening there. So, you know, everything's new, and he's trying to learn as best he can. He has certainly developed a little bit, but, you know, would you rather have your starters come in? And sure, but I think he'll do a good job.
What can you say about their front four's ability to get to the quarterback but also stop the run?
You're trying to make this as difficult as Yeah, they're good. I mean, there's no question. We faced a terrific front last week that could rotate in 8-9 guys and have a totally different flavor to them. This is, you know, they're going to be in there the same guys more often than, that their line coach likes to, you know, make mass substitution changes. But, I mean, you got two of the best, you know, defensive tackles in the league, and they're going to, you know, they're a physical presence that you got to deal with. And so, like in any game, how do you help the guys where, you know, the matchups are going to be challenging and most challenging for your team? So you try to slide and double as best you can, just like you do with, you know, your tight ends, your receivers. What do you do to give your guys the best chance? And then the problem is they got a couple of ends now that are rushing up the field and very effective. And if they can get your quarterback to step up, you got those two monsters up front that are pushing the pile back. That, you know, so there's a reason people haven't run the ball very well. There's a reason that they, you know, they get after people very well with their front. They're good.
Despite the interceptions, does your confidence in Eli, the way you go about calling the plays, is that exactly the same as it's been?
Yeah, it's the confidence. It's in team. What can your team do? That's what I don't know that everybody understands. You gotta compensate for a lot of things. You're adjusting for a lot of things. The one guy that I know, if time presents itself, that'll put the ball to the right person will be Eli. So I don't worry about that, but it's the other things. Can you win outside when it's one-on-one? Can I hold up long enough to throw it down the field throw? Do I have to move the pocket? So you're constantly adjusting and trying to adapt whatever it is you have to do to give all of your group, because, you know, it's not like defense. Defense, if one guy, you know, beats a block, he can go and compensate for it. But here, all 11 guys got to play well enough to give, you know, the guy who has the ball the chance to perform, to function, you know, at a high enough efficiency level. So, yeah, now, trust me, Eli is going to be as prepared. He'll know exactly what to do. He'll try to do whatever he can, but we all have to do our part too.